Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Robert Albertson has watched that this is not going away. Whims of the banking system. He is chief strategist at Sandler O'Neill, banking bankers to the banking industry. This is, I'm sorry, amazing that they have that kind of charge for a legal bill. That's a lot per hour. And with all that said, they still make money.
Yeah, and they've certainly been the leader in the positive surprise category. But I think that top line, that revenue line, missing a bit, is going to be symptomatic of the quarter for most banks, all right, because you've got slowing credit demand, you've got tougher trading environment, and a lot of corporate confidence has eroded. So you're losing on the commercial side of banking a bit. And the big question this quarter is not going to be this quarter, but what they are telling you about the pipeline in next quarter.
In the fourth quarter, do you already have an asterisk next to the fourth quarter because of the lack of confidence because of Washington?
Well, it's hard to tell. It ebbs and flows. So I don't see anything permanent happening that's good. For anything really good to happen, we're going to have a political reversal. But if you look at that legal expense for the quarter, then you back up and look at all the banks, all the losses, all the fines, you realize the banking system has probably been fined more than the capital they raised entirely for this period. It's not helping the credit market at all.
They're not benefiting the market at all. We go beneath the headline data. That's what Scarlett Fu, of course, does on earnings, revenues, and the rest of the income statement.
And
what do you
see? A quick mention here on mortgage banking. J.P. Morgan's net revenue was $2 billion. That's down $1.7 billion. And its net income in mortgage banking, $705 million, which is up 13%, presumably from a year ago. Is J.P. Morgan, Robert Albertson, a leading indicator here of what's going on in the economy and mortgage banking, or is it a lagging indicator?
No, it would be a coincident indicator, as you will also see in Wells, and you'll see it really in any of the banks that are in the mortgage business. The refi side has dropped, and there's some hedging from servicing rights, which we can talk about, but it's a little complex. Bottom line, mortgage momentum is out for the time being.
And is it seasonal, though, or is this the beginning of a downturn?
No, it's not seasonal. It's a huge bubble of refinancing, and with rates going back up again, that slows.
The slump. Does the slump continue in the fourth quarter?
That's the big question. If you look at our economy, the consumer, which is almost three quarters of it, is kind of flat, going at maybe 1 or 2%.
So this is a critical decision.
The fire in our economy is the corporate, the business side, business spending.
Right.
And that really took off. It was just amazing. And the last few quarters, it has been put out by all this uncertainty. The business side was actually exceeding the consumer side in growth, even though it's a quarter of the size. And it's been shut down with all this uncertainty.
But this is a wrap on guys like you and guys like Jamie Dimon and the rest of these Wall Street guys. It's about business and corporations. Is J.P. Morgan a consumer bank? Is Citigroup a consumer bank? Are they really involved with the American, the middle class and the poor? I mean, within mortgage banking, is that dominant?
Sure, they're involved. They're complete banks in that sense. They're national. They're global. They cut across all categories. But my point is, we're shutting down the only thing that was growing in the U.S. economy, and you have to take that blame and drop it right on Washington.
Snuffing out that fragile recovery.
Yeah.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.